Another poem about painting, which was my earliest love and beginning. A poem about Ellis Lowry, or Mr. Lowry, he was called. The poem's called Mr. Lowry, who was my neighbour when I was in my 20s and was experimenting with organic gardening, farming. Mr. Lowry. I would walk from my cottage in the fields, my paradise of hens and cabbages, potatoes, marigolds, the common things of the countryside, knowing the farmers and happy with my physical well-being. And at Mottram, where the fields ended, I'd come upon Lowry's house from the back, his mildewed greenhouse, the littered yard where the painter never looked, and his housekeeper, Mrs. Swindles, busy among the dustbins. I'd climb a gate to the bleak main road of terraces, bungalows and sodium lamps, and past the grubby front of the elms. Once I paused to listen to his elegant music, his Donizetti. The lit, etched a glass of his door, held a momentary shadow, and as I fled, I saw Lowry, like a cadaverous heron, peering, he didn't seem to see me, down the street. A wealthy miser in a greasy mac, who chose to live in a village he loathed, he would escape to Manchester, where he collected rents. And even at a bus stop with the villagers, by the gritstone church, among the soaked moors, and my paradisial fields, the gentlemanly painter, first of discarded places, next of emptied ones, and of self-portraits slashed with red, as if with a razor, and seamed with the blue lines of sorrow, looked wistful and remote, like someone staring through a window. At Lowry's retrospective, after he died, I saw his drawing of my shadow on his door and his note to it. He was haunted by a visitor who vanished. Lowry died that way. Aching for visitors, he collapsed as he rushed to the door for one who did not stay.